Low end pressure. Ableton Live 12 Rewind Moment Breakdown, with minimal CPU load, for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Intermediate level, let's go. Today you're building that classic pull it up moment, but in the studio, the rewind isn't just a gimmick, it's an energy control move. Everything drops out, the room leans in, then you reload the same drop and it hits harder than it did the first time. The secret is contrast. Less low end, less density, a moment of absence then is super clean. Perfectly aligned re-entry. And we're doing it the smart way in Ableton Live 12. We'll make a heavy low-end phrase, print it to audio, and do the rewind illusion with clip edits and tiny automation instead of stacking a bunch of CPU-hungry devices. Before we touch anything, set your tempo. For jungle and old-school DNB, put it in that 165 to 172 range. If you want the classic, sit around 170. Then make sure you've got three basics in your set. A drum track with your breaks, a bass track that's already doing something solid, and a music or effects track for stabs, pads, noise, whatever your vibe is. Quick reality check, rewinds only work if the drop is worth rewinding. So make sure your drop groove already feels like it could chill down. Then turn on an arrangement loop around the drop area, so you can iterate fast without constantly rewinding playback manually. Now we build what I call the pressure phrase. That's the bass phrase that's going to sell the reload. We're going minimal devices, stock only. Create a MIDI track and load Waveatable. Dart clean. Oscillator 1 on a sine wave. Turn oscillator 2 off. Keep it mono. One voice. This is about weight and control. Right after Waveatable, drop a saturator. Give it a little drive, like 2 to 5 dB. Turn on soft clip. Soft clip is clutch because it gives you density without sudden ugly overs. Then add EQ8 after that. Put a gentle high pass around 20 to 25 Hz. That's just cleaning sub rumble you can't really hear, but your limiter definitely can. If things feel boxy or muddy, do a small dip somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to delete the body, you're trying to stop the low mids from blurring the kick and break. Optional movement. An auto filter. Low pass. 24 dB slope. Either a tiny envelope amount or just automate the cutoff later in arrangement. If you're aiming for old school, leave space. Don't overwrite notes. A 2-bar or 4-bar riff is perfect. Root and fifth patterns work ridiculously well, because they feel stable and heavy without sounding musician-y. Cool. Now the most important part for CPU and consistency. We print this bass to audio. Right-click the bass track and freeze track. Then right-click again and flatten. Now it's audio, and your CPU breathes. Also, your sound becomes stable. No, why does it sound different now? Moments because you've committed it. Find the best 2 to 4 bars of that bass phrase. Select it and consolidate it so it becomes one clean clip. Rename it something obvious like bass print rewind phrase. Being organized here saves you later, especially once you start duplicating clips and making variations. Now we create the actual rewind illusion. Duplicate that printed bass clip onto a new audio track and name it rewind bass. We're going to choose a 1-bar section right before the drop restarts. Think of it like, we're about to let it go, no, pull it back. Split the clip right at the rewind start. Then select that rewind slice and flip reverse on in clip view. Turn warp on only for this rewind slice if you need it to land perfectly. For warp mode, start with beats, preserving transients. Complex and Complex Pro can smear things in a way that feels like the rewind lost its punch, especially if there's any transient content in your bass layer. Now the classic part. Pitch fall. Automate transpose on that reversed bar so it slides down. Start at 0 semitones and go down to minus 12, or minus 24, if you want it dramatic. Use your ears. Minus 12 is usually a sweet spot. Minus 24 is more like big theater DJ moment. Right after the reverse bar, create a short silence gap. Even an eighth note can work. A quarter note gap is huge. This is the crowd inhale. This is where people would go yo. In a rave, don't skip the gap. If you do the rewind but keep constant audio, you lose the emotional impact. If you want a tiny bit of glaze, keep it light. Add echo on the rewind bass track, eighth note or quarter note timing, low feedback like 10 to 20%, and filter the low end out of the echo so it doesn't boom. Or use a very small, dark hybrid reverb. The point is tension, not a wash. Now the part that separates pretty good from proper. Low end management during the rewind. We're going to treat your bass like two layers. Even if it started as one printed clip, sub and mid, duplicate your printed bass audio track so you have two copies. Call one SUB and one MID. On the SUB track, at a Q8 and low pass at around 90 to 110 HC. Then add utility and set width to 0%, mono sub, always. On the MID track, at a Q8 and high pass around the same zone, 90 to 110 HC, so the two layers aren't fighting. Now, during the actual rewind bar and the gap, mute the SUB layer, or automate its gain down fast. Let the mid layer, and your FX, sell the rewind illusion. Then, at the reload point, bring the SUB back exactly on the grid. Exactly. On. The grid. If your sub comes in late by a few milliseconds, the reload feels softer. It's one of those tiny details that makes people think your tune is almost there, but not quite. Here's a coach move. Do a reload alignment pass at the sample level. Zoom in. Look at your first kick transient, your first big break transient, and the sub waveform. You want that re-entry to feel like it locks. If you get clicks, turn on clip fades and do a tiny fade in, like 2 to 5 milliseconds. That also lets you nudge the clip without pops. And listen for the sub zero crossing. Sometimes moving the sub a few milliseconds makes it feel like it suddenly gained weight, without you changing any EQ at all. Another coach note. Keep warp off on the normal forward playing bass if it's already in time. Warp is great when you need it, but it can soften things if you leave it on everywhere. Warp only the rewind slice if required. Alright, drums. Because a rewind with no leadin is just an edit. We need the rush. On your break track, make a snare rush going into the gap and reload. Classic move, start with 8th notes, then 16ths, then push into faster hits like 30 seconds in the last half bar. You're creating acceleration. If you want that gritty old school touch, add redux lightly just on the rush, 10 to 12 bits, and a small amount of downsample. Don't crush it into noise, you just want that crunchy pirate radio edge. Then on your drum bus, automate a high pass filter sweep during the rewind moment. Start around 80 to 120 HC and sweep up toward 500 HC or even 1K by the time you hit the gap. This makes the reload feel bigger because you've removed the low weight from the drums too, not just the bass. Extra arrangement detail that really works. Automate room tone out, not just the bass. If you've got pads, ambience, long reverb tails, noise beds, pull them down by a couple dB right before the rewind. Silence feels deeper when the background bed disappears too. Now let's lay out a reliable 16-bar rewind breakdown template. Bars 1 through 8, your drop groove is running like normal. Let it establish itself. Bar 9, start teasing removal. Fewer bass notes, maybe open hats a little, maybe reduce kick density, just enough to tell the listener something's about to happen. Bar 10, rewind begins. That's your reversed pitch dropping bar. Bar 11, the gap. Let the FX tail ring, but no sub. If you want one hero element, this is where it shines. Pick one. A vocal shard, a siren lick, a filtered break, or a mid-bass whine. One hero, not five. Bars 12 to 15. Build up, snare rush, filtered break, maybe a short vocal stab. Keep it intentional. Bar 16, micro pause, even an eighth note. Then reload the drop. If you want that classic sound system energy without being cheesy, you can tuck a rewind or select a one shot in there very quietly. The key is quietly. It should feel like it's part of the culture, not the main character. Now, minimal CPU workflow check as we go. We printed the heavy bass to audio. That's huge. We're doing reverse and pitch with clips, not fancy tape plugins. If we use effects, we keep them light and preferably on return tracks. And we build a small toolkit of printed assets so we're not reprocessing the same thing over and over. Let's talk common mistakes before you bounce this. Mistake 1. Leaving the sub running during the rewind. That kills the illusion and creates rumble. Mute it or duck it hard. Mistake 2. Wrong warp mode. Complex can smear. Try beats first for the rewind slice. Mistake 3. No silence gap. That's like telling a joke with no pause before the punchline. Mistake 4. The reload is not perfectly aligned. Fix it. Zoom in. Nudge it. Fade it. Make it lock. Mistake 5. Too much reverb on the low end. Reverb below about 150 HC equals mud. Filter your returns. Now a few pro touches for darker, heavier DNB. Still keeping CPU low, you can fake extra punch by automating a tiny gain bump on the sub right at reload, like plus 1 dB for a quarter bar, then back to normal. It's subtle but effective. If you want mid-bass aggression, duplicate the MID layer, saturate it harder, like 6 to 10 dB of drive, then high pass at around 200 HC so it never touches your subspace. Blend it quietly, that's parallel crunch without wrecking the mix. On your breaks, drum bus can give bite fast, drive to taste, a little crunch, and keep boom off or super low so it doesn't fight your sub. And one more, check your low end in mono at low volume. Put utility on the master temporarily. Map two controls, mono, and a minus 12 dB gain drop. If the reload still feels huge when it's quiet and mono, it's going to translate. Practice exercise time. This is a 15 to 25 minute drill. Take an existing 16 bar drop in your project. Print your bass to audio with freeze and flatten. Create a 1 bar rewind. Reverse it. Transpose down minus 12 or minus 24. Then add an 8th note silence. Split your bass into SUB and MID with EQ8. Mute SUB during the rewind and gap. Add a 1 bar snare rush and a high pass sweep on the drum bus. Then redrop the same groove and ask yourself one question. Does it feel heavier the second time? If not, don't add more plugins. Increase contrast. Less low end before reload. More space. Cleaner alignment. Slightly longer gap. Or a stronger filter sweep. When it's working, bounce a quick MP3 of that 16-bar section and label it Rewind Test 01. Final recap to lock it in. You created an authentic jungle-style rewind breakdown by using contrast. Remove sub. Create motion. Create absence. Then slam back in. You kept CPU low by printing bass to audio and using clip-based reverse and pitch moves. You controlled low-end pressure with ASUB and MID split, mono sub, and clean automation. And you reinforced the reload with a snare rush, filtered drums, and a micropause.